last night's Tarawih, the 30th para was recited. And in this para, we all know in this many, many short surahs, as we had mentioned yesterday, that coming to the end of the Quran Sharif, we find many of the subject matter is referred to Akhirat, the life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, telling us to be aware, be careful, you know, leave this world also at the end of our life also. So we have to prepare for the life of the year after. So all the many, many surahs in this para, we see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Akhirat. For example, in Surah Amma Yatasa'alun, where the people are asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got ikhtilaf and differences about the great matter which will take place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain signs which will take place there, and where the people of Jannah will get great honor, great respect, they will be completely successful, they will get beautiful women in Jannah, that were wonderful goblets of wine, they won't be speaking all nonsensical things, etc. This will be a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the people of Kufr and disbelief will get Hamim, boiling hot water, and all that pus and that filth of the people of Jahannam. And it will be said to them, فَذُوقُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Taste the punishment. We won't increase you in anything except punishment. Ulama said that the most severest ayat in the Quran Sharif is this ayat here, against the Kufar, that we're going to only increase you in punishment. So that means there's no end to the punishment. Once a person is in a certain amount of punishment, he eventually gets sabr. He says, okay, I'm staying in this here now. But yeah, Allah says, we can always increase you. There is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's kudrat and power. So Allah Ta'ala can continue increasing a person. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from this year. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will be able to speak. And a person, the kafir, will say, if only I had become sand, my whole body is completely destroyed. He will see what will be the condition. That the animals will turn into dust and sand. I wish I can also turn into dust and sand. Or another meaning, some ulama say, I wish I was sand. I wish I had tawadu and humility. Sand is something which is humble. I wish I was humble and I listened to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now it is too late for a person. The next surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the life of the year after, the day when people will remember exactly what they had sent forward. Jahannam will be brought forward. فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى. A person who had broken the commands of Allah, given preference to the worldly life, then Jahannam is his place and abode. The other person who feared standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he kept always have to stand before Allah, and he stopped himself from his desires, then Jannah is that place, that person's abode, he will go. So these are the two conditions. Have the fear, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stop our desires. And on the day of Qiyamah, when people will look back, it will be like they had lived in this world, لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. One portion of the evening, one portion of the morning, such a short time. And the person will say, oh, I lived so short in this world, and I wasted my time, I could have prepared for Akhirat, how foolish I was. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, where a man will run away from his brother, his mother, his father, his wife, and his children. Everybody will be worried about themselves. They won't be worried about anybody else, as was mentioned yesterday also. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees such a frightening day. In the next surah, Surah Takwir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that it will be a very frightening day. What and what conditions will take place on the day of Qiyamah, day of Qiyamah. And even so much so, the ma'udatu su'ilat bi'ayyi dhammin qutilatilat. The child who had no rights in this world, he was just born and came in this world. His own parents killed him. So Allah will ask him on the day of Qiyamah, or he'll be asked, for what guna was the small child killed? Because he had no one to take up his case in this world. Yeah, his own parents killed him. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah said everything will be very fairness and justice. We will take revenge. We're going to ask, why was a small child killed? The kitabs will be brought in front of a person. And at that time, وَعَلِمَتْ نَفْسُمْ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Every person will know exactly what he has sent forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the solution for this year is the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hold firm to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will be saved from the punishments and the torments of the life of the year after. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, the heavens will split up. The stars will fall down. The oceans will be merge one into another. The qabrs will be upturned. At that time, every person will know exactly what he has sent forward, what he has sent left back in this world. Remember days kiraman katibin. They are writing every action of yours. You have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Mutaffifin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the scales and whatever hukukul ibad, rights of people, you stole money from people, etc. Doesn't man think he has to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is this answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't cheat anybody, don't deceive anybody, fulfill the rights of people, because you have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people, they say, no, these are all fairy tale stories, we are not prepared to accept it. But those who had got iman, they were the people who will be saved. They will be in Illi, in very, very high places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the bounties here that these people will get, those who fulfill the rights of a fellow human being, the human beings. In Surah Al-Samaun, Shaqqat, Allah ta'ala mentions about the book of deeds. Some people will get the book of deeds in the right hand, and they will be so happy, happy. Their hisab will be very easy. Allah will just allow them to go through, and they will go back to their family members with great happiness. But some people will be given the book of deeds behind their back. In front of a person is honor. Behind a person's back is when you hate a person, you're just throwing something at him. So you're giving it to that person. They will be calling destruction to themselves, making dua, Allah, kill us, destroy us, destroy us. But they will enter the fire of Jahannam. In this world they love Masrura, very happy life. If no fikr, no concern, nothing about akhirat. So now they will have to suffer the consequences. On the other hand, the people of Iman, they always had this fikr and concern. I'm going to face going towards akhirat. That concern now, they will have no concern now on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِنَّهُ ذَنَّ أَلَّا يَحُورِ, that he thought that he wanted to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he made no preparations for it. But the Quran Sharif again is our savior and our helper and assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even in this world, no matter what the people can do to the Muslim people in Surah Buruj, what zulm and oppression, but remember they have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah has kept for them azab of Jahannam, azanam, azad, severe punishment. But even such people who are the worst enemies, if they have got iman and amal and salih, they make tawbah, Allah is prepared to forgive them. Zalik al-fawz al-kabir. They kill the Muslims, they oppress the Muslims. Hassan Basri rahmatullah says, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That those who kill the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, Allah is giving them dawat. Just come back, my brothers and servants. I'm prepared. If you accept iman and amal salih, you are also successful. I'll give you success. Those people will get shahadat, and you will also be successful. So Allah ta'ala is calling every single person towards tawbah and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Samai wa Tariq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they are angels with every person, and they are writing down the amal and the actions of a person. We cannot see them, but they are reality. Just like how in the daytime you can't see a star, but as soon as the night goes and you see the stars, they are there, but we can't see it. So the angels are on our side, we can't see them, but when our eyes close, then we will see all the realities of these things. At the moment we are like daytime, we can't see these things. As soon as the night comes, then a person will be able to see the realities of these things. In Surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, Allah Ta'ala encourages us that make your tazkiyah, purify yourself, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have the salat in your life, which is the greatest ibadat. Don't give preference to this worldly life. Akhirat is something which is far better, which will remain forever and forever. So don't become fooled and deceived by the temporary beauties and beautiful things of this world. But give reference to akhirat. So a person must have fikr and concern for tazkiyah, for purifying himself, making effort that I must remove all the evil qualities from my nafs and my soul, and I must imbue myself with beautiful qualities, whether it's pride, whether it's jealousy, whether it's love of this dunya. All of these evil qualities, a person has to make effort to purify himself from this. And Allah Ta'ala says he is successful. In dunya also he is successful, in akhirat also that person is successful. In Surah Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there are certain people who are making so much of effort in this world, but they also will enter the fire, of Jahannam eventually. And this is that they made effort in this world, but the wrong effort they made. Even those priests and monks, they never have iman. Such effort they made in this life, what and what effort, but they were doing the wrong effort. So we have to do the effort also, but not any effort, the correct effort. The sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only in there is our salvation and our success. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Qiyamah is a reality, and the punishments of the people of the past is completely open to every single person. They can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished and destroyed the people of the past. And whatever Allah ta'ala is giving a person in this world is an examination. If Allah has given you wealth, the object of it is an examination to see whether a person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah has made it given a person less, then this also is an examination on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see whether the person has the quality of sabr within himself. So everything in our life, whatever we are passing through, is actually an examination. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will be that people who will come, the nafs al-mutma'inna, those who have made effort on their nafs, it will be said to them at the time of death, irji'i ila rabbiki, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is happy with you and you are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enter in my bandas and servants and enter into Jannah. First Allah says, enter with my bandas and servants, because the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you stayed in their company and you were able to get akhirat because of this year. So before the place you get, the people who took you to the place, you join in their company, and you all of you enter together into Jannah. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst those people. In Surah Al-Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this world, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam and an oath upon this year, that every single person, he has to make mehnat in this world. This is a fact. But let's make the right effort. We are making effort, we have to make effort. Whether it's for your dunya or it's for your akhirah. People are making full effort they are making in this world. But the person will make the right effort, the correct effort, the effort for akhirat. And what's the effort for akhirat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is a valley. You have to cross this valley. And how will a person cross this valley? If a free slave, somebody is in debt, in difficulty, you help and assist him. Or somebody who is very hungry, you feed the poor people, those who are suffering through extreme hunger and difficulty. Have iman. Encourage one another towards deen, towards the quality of sabr, to cause compassion, to fulfill the rights of other people. These are the successful people. In Surah Al-Shamsi also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of tazkiyah, again purifying ourselves, and those who do not do so, they are completely destroying themselves. Look at the past nation like the Qawm of Thamud. They did not make the tazkiyah, they were eventually destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two groups, like how Allah ta'ala has created day and night. They've got different functions. Allah ta'ala has created men and women, they've got different functions. So Allah ta'ala has created human beings different. Everybody's they have to make an effort in this world, and accordingly the results will come out. Those who have done the good actions, their results will be very good. They are paving their way towards Jannah. And those who did not make the correct effort, they are paving their way towards Jahannam. So it depends what effort the person has to make. So a person must ponder and think exactly. There's a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has got a different system. For example, the night will give a different effect, the day will give a different effect. So amal also will give different effects. If you don't do good actions, it will have a different effect. Evil actions will have a different effect. In Surah Al-Duha, Alam Nashrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, we have raised the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very high. So Allah ta'ala mentions some of his bounties. Some ulama, Imam Razi rahmatullahi, says that inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Allah says, we have given you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abundance of goodness. So he says, every surah from Al-Duha, tell inna atayinaka al-kawthar, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the bounties which he has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's saying every surah, and he's explaining great detail, three bounties in Surah Al-Duha, three bounties in Alam Nashrah, in Watini, all the different bounties which Allah Ta'ala has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is khairan kathira. In Watini, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that man, Allah Ta'ala has given him such honor, but then he eventually comes down low if he does not fulfill the right and responsibility of being a human being, unless he has got iman and good actions. Then this person will get very great reward in the year after. Otherwise, he will lower himself to the lowest. In Surah Iqra, the first surah of the Quran Sharif revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of getting knowledge. And knowledge, the foundation of Islam is knowledge, the knowledge of Islam. By means of this, ya amal will come into a person's life. So correct knowledge a person must have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that man, he becomes tughyan, he gets pride within himself. Because he regards himself to be independent. I don't need anybody. I'm clever enough. I've got my own brains. I can understand. So by means of this, a person goes in the wrong direction. And eventually a person is destroyed by means of this. In Surah Inna Anzalna Fi Laylatil Qadr, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the value of the night of Qadr, better than 1,000 months when the Quran Sharif was revealed. Surah Bayyina, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about ikhlas and sincerity. We need sincerity in all our actions to present to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then we will be successful. Idha Zulzila, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, the books, the earth even will testify against a person. Whatever action a person does in this world, the earth also is a proof, and is listening, and he knows exactly what a person is doing. Walamati, on whichever ground a person has done kunah and sin, must go and do a good action on that place. So on the day of Qiyamah, that land won't only testify against him, it will testify in his favor also. So a person, because on the day of Qiyamah, whoever did an atom's weight of good, Allah says he will see it. And an atom's weight of evil also a person will see it. In Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one sickness within ourselves, of nashukri, that we are very ungrateful. Then we must remove the sickness, think about the life of the year after, and bring the quality of shukr within ourselves. Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the scales. They will be weighed. If you've got heavy scales, you'll be successful. Otherwise, you'll be unsuccessful. Surah Takathur, the whole world today is running after money, more. They want more of everything. If eventually you will pass away, then all of this will come to an end. So don't be foolish. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four principles that everybody is in loss in this world, except those who have got iman, who do good actions, who encourage one another towards iman, and encourage one another towards good actions, staying away from guna and sin. So these are the successful people, people who are safe from loss. So we must bring these four amal into our lives. In Surah Wairul Likulli Humaza, Allah ta'ala speaks about certain evil qualities, example backbiting, speaking ill of people on their faces, gathering money and counting money all the time, excessive love of money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the evil about this. In Alam Tara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the health and assistance, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qudrat. But those who want to destroy the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will always protect it till Qiyamah. So Allah ta'ala destroyed Abraha and his people. Yeah, Allah ta'ala sent small birds to destroy them. In Surah Quraysh, Allah ta'ala speaks about his bounties. And because of the bounties of Allah ta'ala, we should worship him. In Surah Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain evil qualities of the kuffar who deny the year after. So because of this, they don't help feed the orphans. They don't give encouragement to feed other people. They are completely unmindful of salah. They don't care about performing salah, etc. If they have to, they are just, it's a riyah, it's a show. They have to show. They are not doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are not prepared to give their zakat also. These are the people who have actually denied the life of the year after. Inna atayna al-kawthar, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the great bounties which are given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they make qurbani and sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform salah as shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great bounties. In Surah Kafirun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the kuffar that you got your own tariqah, I got my own tariqah. You got your way, we got our way. If we got our way. We got nothing to do with you people. We completely cut off ourselves from the kuffar in their way. And for this reason also, every day we are encouraged in Fajr Salah, that is true sunnah of Fajr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read, Qul ya al-kafirun, first rakat, Qul wallahu ahad, in the second rakat. To see, the first thing in the morning we must realize, our way of the kuffar, and the way of the kuffar are different. And Qul wallahu ahad, the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in Witr Salat, normally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was, Tabbi Hikmah in the first rakat, Qul ya al-kafirun in the second rakat, Qul wallahu in the third rakat. And in the Maghrib, true sunnah after Maghrib also. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ was normally recited. In Surah Fatah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that eventually deen will become ghalib. When we will turn away from the kuffar, Allah's help and assistance will come. And you will see people entering into the fold of Islam in groups and droves. At that time, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make istighfar and tawbah. You could never, this is for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the ulama say, whenever a person comes to the end of any amal, then istighfar, tawbah, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty which Allah gave us. So not our kamala, our perfection, it's only the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make tawbah and istighfar after that. The end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, so much of tawbah and istighfar, tasbih and the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the commands of Allah, this command of Allah ta'ala, that ulama say the last surah of the Quran Sharif, it was revealed. Surah Tabbat Yada, then when the help of Allah will come, then end all the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how severe they are, Allah himself will destroy them. That's how Abu Lahab, Allah ta'ala himself destroyed him. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدَ تَوْحِيدًا and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. There are great virtues mentioned for reading the surah. Allah give us tawfiq. Person reads it ten times. In a day, one talis you will get in Jannah. Sahaba said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one talis, 10 times you read it. Then we'll read a lot. Nabi sallallahu alayhi Allah will give you much, much more. So if you can get the habit of reading قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ one sahabi, he should always like to read قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your love for the surah will enter you into Jannah already. So we should try to recite قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ also. It's for the help of iman also for a person. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ protection. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ from all the worldly calamities and difficulties. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ from all calamities of akhirat of our deen. Ulama say that in قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ one quality of Allah is used from all the calamities of this dunya. But in the next surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ three qualities of Allah Ta'ala, you are asking help for the one nuqsan and harm which will come, nuqsan and harm which will come to a person's deen. It shows that one small harm which comes to a person's deen is far worse than all the nuqsan and the difficulty which can come to a person's dunya. Because whatever happens in dunya, it's a dunya. You still get thawab for sabr. But if nuqsan and problems come in your deen, it's destruction for a person. These two surahs, they are very, very powerful also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul wallahu ahad also. After, in the morning and evening, we should try to recite them. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ three times in the morning, three times in the evening. It will save a person from every kind of evil. Similarly, before sleeping, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ blow on his whole body one time, read it a second time, a third time, each time he used to blow on his body. That's just before sleeping. Similarly, after every farz namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So those namaz which got sunnat, then we read it after the sunnat namaz. Otherwise, in after Fajr and after Asr Salat, we can read it after the Namaz. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Mufti Wali Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali from Pakistan, he used to say that at the end of time, there will be a lot of fitnas and a lot of evils. And these two surahs will save a person from all of these fitnas and these evils. So when a person will recite these surahs, then he'll be saving himself and protecting himself. That is why it comes right at the end of the Quran. So the end of time, most of the people will be in need of these surahs. So we should try to make it our habit, inshallah, to read these surahs. They are very powerful. Once I heard from somebody who came back from Raiwind that Haji Abdul Wahab Rahmatullah Ali said that even if a person is suffering from cancer, he must read the surah 200 times. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and with yaqeen. Allah Ta'ala can remove the cancer from the person also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. This is very powerful surah. The ulama say that the surah Fatiha is in the beginning and these two surahs in the ending. And the crux of the Quran Sharif is that we are muhtaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are asking Allah, we need your help, guide us on the right path. We are asking Allah, protect us from shaitan, from all the things of this dunya. So from the starting to the ending, the Quran lesson is, O human beings, you are muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot do anything without the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of a small, very brief translation of the Quran Sharif. Not even translation, just explanation of the some of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is very, very vast. Allah must forgive us for our weaknesses, our shortcomings, so many mistakes we must have made in there. I was explaining the wrong way and not saying it in the correct way. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where can we ever understand any portion of the Quran Sharif? Our ulama, our Hazrat has taught us that there are certain rites of the Quran Sharif we should try to fulfill. Now the month of Ramadan is near the ending, maybe today, tomorrow will be the last day. So what are the few rites? Just very basically we'll mention. The first rite of the Quran is to believe in the Quran Sharif. Everything of the Quran, all 850 pages, I believe in every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I accept wholeheartedly. I got weakness, I can't practice on some of the commands, but whatever is there is right, and is the only way of success for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So the first one is Iman. Number two, to have love of the Quran Sharif. And not only love, but with respect of the Quran Sharif. We love the Quran Sharif, but have the love of the Quran with the fullest amount of respect. And the Hazrat teaches us, for example, to cover the Quran Sharif, to have a juzan for the Quran Sharif, to kiss the Quran Sharif when a person is reading it, hold our Quran Sharif to our heart, don't put it in the school bag and throw it behind our back. The Quran Sharif is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest amount of respect a person should have for it. The next rite of the Quran Sharif is to learn the Quran Sharif. At all times throughout our life, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best person is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. And there is no end to learning the Quran Sharif. So whether it's reading our Quran, going for tajweed classes, correcting our tajweed, a person learning qiraat thereafter, or a person learning the meaning of the Quran Sharif, I have a translation of the Quran Sharif, ask the ulama for reliable translations, and read, you know, every day one, two ayat of the Quran Sharif so you can understand the message of the Quran Sharif. So we must try to learn the Quran Sharif. And obviously don't take our own meanings in the Quran Sharif, what the ulama has written. And if you can't understand, go ask the ulama what's the meaning of this ayat. But throughout our life, make it a habit to learn the Quran Sharif. And then the next thing is to make tilawat of Quran Sharif daily. Take out some time in our life, put tilawat of Quran, even if it's few pages every day. Hazrat says, start off at least with 3-4 pages, so at least in the whole year we finish one khatam, in the month of Ramadan another khatam. Imam Abu Hanifa says the rite of the Quran is at least 2 khatams in a year. Some pious people, mashallah, they one para non-hafiz, and one uncle in Verlam used to live, one para every day used to read, and according to the Islamic calendar. So the first of the month you read the first para. And every namaz, Fajr namaz, quarter para, come a few minutes early, and read a little bit after Fajr. Zuhr come a bit early, he'll read a little bit, so he finish quarter para. And if he miss out anything, each time he'll finish the para. So it's been 9 days, and one day he'll read about extra Quran Sharif to cover up for the 30th day. But in this way, he knew exactly what was the Islamic day, because he was reading one para every day. And very easily, just 5 minutes extra for every namaz, and he managed to read one khatam every month. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, and inspire us. And then after that is to teach the Quran Sharif. Whenever we get the opportunity ourselves, we can teach the Quran, even the Nazira, whatever it is, try and teach the Quran Sharif. Or we sponsor somebody who is learning the Quran, encourage somebody to go. Our children, Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, used to say everything has got zakat. In your zakat, at least one of your children, make them a hafiz of Quran, make them a alim of deen. 6, 7 you got for dunya, at least one of them use them for the khidmat of deen. And then to propagate the teachings of the Quran Sharif to the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Before the amal of the Quran, we have to practice on the Quran Sharif, whatever teachings are in the Quran, bring it into our life. And finally, to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif to Muslims, to non-Muslims also. We see somebody give them da'wah towards Islam, call them towards Islam, towards the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, all of us, tawfiq and ability to practice on the Quran Sharif, to have love for the Quran Sharif, and to make the Quran Sharif an intercessor for us on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.